Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities, and would like to include your opinion. Will you help us out tonight with this survey?
Is it the International Union?
It's the Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And am I speaking with Efrain Valdez?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
22 years.
21, 22 years? Okay. Let's see. Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you a bricklayer, tile, or marble finisher?
Yeah, bricklayer.
Okay. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey, apprentice, finisher, improver?
A foreman.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
In the past 12 months?
Yes. Were you ever unemployed at the moment or at the time, or you always?
Yeah, pretty much all the time, yeah.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Sometimes in the size, yes, not too much.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
More construction projects.
There's more construction projects, okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I think more union construction projects.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I don't know the question because...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just a moment. Let me go ahead and go over this one. Okay, and yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
No, okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately, through the federal government, or do you not know?
I don't know that one.
Okay, thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I think the same.
The same? Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I think it's better.
Okay. Thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your job on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Are you concerned about dust, air quality, Are you concerned about false risks, falling objects, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
I think the safety concerns.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Is that in person or online?
In person.
Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you for being patient. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. You can say yes or no. Political canvassing?
Yes.
Okay. Union organizing?
Union.
Okay. Picketing.
The what?
Have you participated in activity picketing?
No, not that one.
Okay, thank you. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, never?
I think regularly.
Okay. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Now, I'm going to name some a list of names here of that you can rank from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are least likely to get your news from. Like, do you get the news from local TV news programming, and how would you rate that from 1 to 5?
For local news?
Yes.
Yeah, I think for local news and one TV.
Uh-huh, yes. Like local TV news, how often do you get, how do you feel like from 1 to 5 on getting news from TV news, watching TV?
1 to 5, maybe 4.
Okay, perfect. Now, what about radio?
Yeah, the radio too.
Okay. Cable news?
No cable news.
What about print or online newspaper?
Probably newspapers too, yeah.
Okay. The internet or social media?
Sometimes social media too, yeah.
And friends and neighbors?
Friends.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Immigration, jobs and the economy, the environment, healthcare, education, support for labor unions. Which one of these matter most to you?
Education.
Education, okay. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I don't know that one.
Okay. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
I don't know that one. Maybe it's not important.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Probably Democrats.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, sir, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM and Ford and Stellantis. Now, over disputes regarding pay and working conditions, which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I don't know, maybe United Auto Workers.
Okay. Now, on the United Auto Workers, do you support them much more or somewhat?
Maybe some.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for being wonderful. We're almost done. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. I'm going to read out a list to you, okay? You can say, you can give me the answer, disapprove, somewhat, or strongly disapprove. Or if you approve, you can approve strongly or approve somewhat, okay? Now, Joe Biden has done with each of the following on his, how do you approve or disapprove with Joe Biden, his job as president overall?
Maybe approve.
Do you approve somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. What about the healthcare?
Approve too.
Okay. That be somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Support for labor unions.
I don't know that one. I don't
okay.
know.
Immigration.
Approved.
Is that strong or somewhat?
Strong one.
Thank you. The economy.
Approved.
Approved. Foreign affairs.
For what?
For foreign affairs, like from out, you know, supporting the country or.
I don't know that one.
Okay, we can put that as I don't know. Just a moment. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Do you feel strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove on Congress handling its job?
Someone's approve.
Okay, thank you, sir. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And now I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50?
Probably vote.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Probably Biden.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation and affects your career or job opportunities, retirement, security? Say yes or no.
Maybe no.
Okay. Now, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would that be excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Yeah, probably good.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, thank you. Now, if I, in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service? How, in your own words, how would they improve that? representation and service.
How do you good?
Okay. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? In your own words, what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I don't know that one.
No comment on this one?
No, maybe not comment, yeah.
Thank you. Just a moment.
Almost done?
Yes, almost done. Thank you for being patient. We're almost done. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Do you like to receive in mail, email, union meeting, job site?
Regularly, I receive that from the mail.
From the mail. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Let's see. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Do they send you information a couple times a year, four or more times a year, once a year, or never?
A couple times a year.
Thank you. All right. We're almost done. Just a couple more questions. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, if I mean, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Probably Democratic.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Okay. Okay. All right. And what is your race? Are you...
Hispanic.
Hispanic, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just ask your first name?
Yeah, Efrain.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. This includes our survey. I really appreciate that you took the time out to help us out and complete a survey tonight. You have a wonderful evening, Efrain. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks.